It's Tuesday. It's August 17th, 2021, and you're on the street with Ali Reza. Welcome to the show. Welcome to me trying to manage my anger. I've been trying to tiptoe the line between coming off as a, you know, it's the town, okay? It's the town. I've mentioned this before. I did a 180. I'm in a small town. I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's exactly what you picture, whatever you're picturing, wherever you're from, whatever stereotype you have. It's completely accurate and completely justified. Pregnant women everywhere. Seems like abortion wasn't available or legalized yet. You know, couple of they got their teeth. All right, get your fucking stop watching Vice. Okay, there's people that are educated. They got all their teeth. Some of them got hair. A lot of them are overweight, but they're working on it. Okay? They don't go on TikTok and say this is fat phobic. They know what they look like. They know what their lane is. Some of them know they can't fit in a lane, and they're working on it. All right? Sure, they got a little bit of Cheetos in the drawer stash of Cheetos and Cheez-Its and shit, but they're trying to help. They're trying to work on it, but at the same time, they are what Charlie Murphy, the late, great Charlie Murphy, one of the best to ever do it, he would call these folks habitual line steppers. And every once in a while, you could take it to the bank. It's always on time. That train is never late. Every once in a while, they're stepping over some lines habitually. They're stepping over the line, and I have to, you know, check myself and make sure I don't step over a line. And the line is very, very thin for someone like me. Now, I realize I'm basically translucent, okay? I'm Middle Eastern. I don't look Middle Eastern. Translucent skin. I look like fucking Harry Potter in, like, the third one. I got a non-threatening face. I got, according to some people, not me, okay? I think everybody's cool. According to some people, I got the non-threatening skin tone, you know? And I wouldn't be put on the no-fly list until they see my passport and my name. And somehow, looking like this, looking like Harry Potter in the third one, for some reason, some people get a little bit nervous. And it causes them to do two things. Step over a couple of lines habitually. And anytime I get near a line, they get scared. They think I'm going to blow some shit up. They got like 80s. They got their stereotypes stuck in the 80s. Maybe 90s. Definitely not just past 2000. Because I try to explain it to them. In some words they would understand. And you know, I'm not going to bring up events they don't know about, you know? They don't know the attack on Mosul. What am I going to start talking about Karbala and the attacks on the shrine? They're not going to understand that. What am I sticking to? Mainstream attacks. Attacks everybody knows of. The Woodstock of attacks. Everybody knows the summer of 69. Even if you're born six decades after it, you know the summer of 69. You know what went down with the hippies eating the free eggs the town gave and everybody getting herpes. Everybody knows what happened in the summer of 69 on those farms and what the boomers did after. Everybody knows. So I stick to mainstream attacks. 9/11, I explain it to them. 9/11, 15 of the hijackers were Saudi. Also, we don't blow shit up. We pay people to blow shit up for us. We contract it out. I keep explaining it to them. They keep crossing that line and making dumbass jokes, or I assume they're jokes. Nobody's laughing. And I got to stay on the safe side of the line because I want to say a couple of things. But if I cross the line, they're going to think I'm going to come in there with a vest the next day. You know? Habitual line steppers. Got people coming on my property, crossing the line, literally crossing a line. And when I say, what the fuck are you doing here? I don't want to snap and make them think I'm, you know, I'm already on thin ice. What the fuck are you doing here? This bitch's answer, and blue hair. What the fuck is it with women and, there's something going on. Women and blue hair, purple as well, and me. It's like I zag. What do you call it? The negative atoms and the positive atoms, they bounce off. Women in blue hair, any kind of weird color, other than the traditional ones, we fucking clash. We don't get along, okay? And God forbid if they're lesbians. They don't like me. There's two lesbians in town, and they just happen to be deaf, okay? They're deaf lesbians. I call them the deaf lesbians. D-E-F. The deaf lesbians. Deaf Les would be the name of their band or hip-hop group, whichever way they want to go. I told my lady, because I've been saying it ever since she met, I'm like, I don't know what it is. There's something about lesbians. They don't like me. And she's been trying to come up with explanations and whatnot, trying to, you know, mitigate my anger. And finally, I met these two deaf lesbians. I try to communicate with them. We do notes. I write it down. I've been picking up. They're doing the thank you one with the tapping their chin. I think that means thank you, because it seems like they bust that out when they're being appreciative of something. So I'm trying to learn. I Googled a couple of things. I'm trying to learn. And I go to my woman. I'm like, listen, forget the lesbian thing. I think I'm crushing it with these two deaf lesbians. And she turns around. She's like, they're deaf. I'm like, yeah, they're deaf. She's like, well, maybe it's because they can't hear your bullshit. Touche, woman. Touche. I'm with you. But back to the habitual line steppers. Oh, God, I miss Charlie Murphy. That guy was a man. That guy was a man. We could use more men like him these days. Sadly, they all die. All my fucking heroes, everybody I like, James Gandolfini, Kobe, everybody, they all die. Charlie Murphy, all the good ones fucking die. Anna Gatsby's still around. Poor old Charlie Murphy. But I confronted this woman, and she, no apologies, just on someone's property. She's like, I've been here 25 years. I'm like, I don't give a shit. This will be the last year. I don't give a shit. Did I say a lot of the stuff I wanted to say? No, because it would be perceived as a threat. And as much as women don't want to admit it, they do have women privilege, depending on, you know, some races, particularly the whites, they have a little more privilege. So you got white woman privilege, you got black woman privilege. That's a couple of steps down, I'm sorry to say. The white chicks, they're probably at the top. They're at the top of the rankings. If it was the NBA lottery draft, they're getting the first pick like every year. They're getting the first pick every year. But somehow, they have it in their head, maybe due to the internet, maybe due to people like Ryan Seacrest and Lizzo. I don't know. So I don't even know who these people are anymore. They got it in their head that they're walking around acting like a minority. But what I wanted to say was, if this was Florida, you would be dead, and this would be completely legal. But I can't say that because there would be a congressional tribunal. I would lose my job. I would have my home taken away from me, and I, even though I'm a goddamn citizen of this wonderful country, I would have been sent, not even to Iran, they may have sent me straight to Afghanistan, so I can be dangling on those planes like those poor bastards. Fucking sad what's going on over there. What a fucking terrible segue. Hey, by the way, what's going on in Afghanistan? Here's me and my horseshit problems dealing with deaf lesbians. By the way, what's going on in that part of the world that's been under atrocities for the last, I'd say, couple hundred years, maybe 1400, you know? That shit's fucking... Seen the image of... I mean, you see it, it's all a bunch of dudes. So you're wondering, hey, where are the women? Did you guys just leave your ladies behind? Why is it a bunch of dudes? I mean, is that because the dudes are just faster and they can kind of jump and hang on to the planes? You know, the women, they're wearing too much. I mean, it's kind of hard to fucking jump onto a plane. This is fucking terrible. It's terrible what's going on over there. But I just had a question. It was the first question. I'm like, what's with all the dudes? That was my question with the footage of people rushing the tarmac, trying to hang up on planes, jumping up and down, crying and everything. It's fucking pandemonium. And my first question was, what's with all the dudes? Where are the women? I mean, surely the Taliban hasn't killed them all yet. I love how there's an honest bunch. There's somebody I would take their word for. They're coming out, they're saying, yeah, we're gonna... I swear to God, the guy winked. He turned around and looked at the other guy, Abu Bakr or whatever. He turned around and like winked at him, right? He's like, yeah, we're not looking for vengeance. Wink. You could hear the wink. We're not looking for vengeance. Where women are going to have rights just within Islamic law, and their interpretation of Islamic law is not good. You think I go hard on the women? You know, next time you're listening to this and you got a problem, you're like, oh, this guy's rather harsh with the women. He's rather harsh with the women. Why is he, you know, white chicks from Omaha, they are being treated like minorities. This gentleman is going... Talk to the Taliban, all right? You got a problem with me calling out women coming up on my property? Talk to the Taliban. See what they'll do about women. Go on the Taliban's property. See what they do. You think they'll just tell you to get the fuck off here? You think they'll just simply tell you to beat it? Or would they start to remove some limbs? All right, so next time you got a problem with me, go read the Taliban manifesto. And then think to yourself, maybe this guy's all right. Maybe some of his points are valid. But I'm trying. I'm trying to keep it together. There's a fine line, you know? Like, what am I supposed to do? Because a couple of people in town are scared I'm going to fucking... What am I going to do, blow up your tractor? I don't give a fuck about your John Deere tractor. Hey, I've said this before. If you were to be a victim of a crime, from my hands, it would be strictly financial. It would be strictly financial. Maybe I would steal your identity. I am not going to the extent of wrapping explosives onto your John Deere tractor. I'm not going to steal and, you know, wire up your camper. No, I don't give a shit where you go camp. I'm not going to fucking blow up you in the lake. It's just silly what you guys think. Silliness. But I have to toe a line. I have to toe the line of, all right, I got to defend my ground. I have to stand my ground. God, I wish it was Florida. Oh, God. Sometimes elections are coming up in Canada. They're going to call for an election. I am a one-issue voter. Okay? I will vote. I don't care about the economy. I don't even care about the fires. I don't care about COVID at all. Cough on me all you can. I take like 3 vitamin C's, eat a banana and an orange right before I sleep. I don't even brush my teeth. I let it fucking sink into my gums, that vitamin C. I'm going to be fine. Watch me die of COVID. I'm going to be fine. I'm not going to burn to death. I'm not going to get COVID. Watch me get COVID while burning to death. I got one issue. It's not abortion. It's not abortion. It's not abortion. I'm a one-issue voter. Which one of these candidates will allow me to shoot a woman with blue hair in the face if she steps foot on my property? Which candidate will introduce Florida's beautiful Stand Your Ground law? It's the only thing good to come out of Florida. Stand your ground. Everything else about that state is a hellscape. It's terrible. It's the worst. All their sports teams are trash, even though the last one won a Super Bowl. I don't like any of their teams. I don't like anything. It's humid. It's sticky. Everybody's nuts. They're rednecks, but they got money somehow with boats. I'm looking for a candidate that will let me, at least let me assault. There should be no, there should be complete equality. You're, even if you're on a fucking wheelchair, you got one arm, you're on a wheelchair, and you got cystic fibrosis. I don't even know what that is. I seen it on TV. I heard it's really bad. Even if you got that and you're on the chair, I should be legally allowed to, at the minimum, assault you with a Louisville Slugger or the tripod I use to eventually film this and put it on YouTube. I should be, I'm looking for a candidate that speaks for me. I'm looking for a, I'll go Green Party. The Green Party could win. If they were just, they're already for weed and the environment. I'm down for that. Save the environment. Plant some more trees. I'm down. All they need to do to get my vote, and many of my friends who were previously in the Mujahideen. No, they weren't in the Mujahideen. I'm just trying to fuck with people. I've been saying that out there, trying to see if anybody would pick it up. Like, 2 out of 3 people will believe me. It's wild what's going on here. The poor whites, God damn it, Dave Chappelle fucking said it best. We've been getting a lot of problems with the poor whites. You know who's not poor and white? The good people of onekyokushin.com. That's a good segue. You know who's not poor and white? White. Onekyokushin.com. That's the number one. KYOKUSHIN. I'm going to put the link in the description. You're going to go to the website. You're going to browse the website. You're going to see what you need. You're going to measure yourself, see what size you are. Most of you people are mediums. I don't imagine. No, I'm kidding. There's going to be all kinds of sizes. They got men. They got women. Shirts for both. You can buy either one. All right? You go to the website. You order the shirt. 25 pounds. That's right. Pounds. They come from England. Good quality shirts. Cotton. He's got different designs now. He's working on new ones all the time. These are good people, right? He's a black belt in Kyokushin in London. They're slowly opening up the dojos. I don't know if they're going to turn it out. They got the Delta variant. I don't know what's going on. But the dojos are open. They're fighting. You go, you support his page. Follow his Instagram. He posts very entertaining videos. People sparring. Real tournament fights. Put some cool music in the back. He loves Dr. Dre. He loves that West Coast shit, even though he's from England. You know? All right. No. OneKyokushin.com. The number one, KYOKUSHIN.com. Links in the description. You go to the website. You buy the shirts. You wear the shirts. That's not their motto. That's just some horseshit I say. OneKyokushin.com. All right. I know what my problems are. All right? That's the first step. All right? I got paper in front of me. I'm going to do what men should have done many, many years ago. If men did this, we wouldn't have the Islamic wars, the 17-day Israeli conflict, all that shit. If men did this, you write down your number one problem. And I'm not, don't go with the bullshit. Like, I need to make more money. That's not a problem. Everybody needs to make more money to get these fucking banks off our back. All right? You write down, I'm not going to do this. This is stupid. But you put it in your head so that the fucking FBI doesn't have evidence. Forget the cue cards. Rip them up. Forget what I said the last 30 seconds. Not the cue cushion people. The paper. Put the paper, cue cards, whatever you got. Put your pencil away. This isn't fucking class. Or Braille for the, you know, the deaf lesbians possibly trying to listen. Put it in your head so the FBI doesn't, you know, try to link you and do some Quintel Pro shit on you guys. Write it down in your head. Number one problem. Don't give me some bullshit. I need to buy a new car. That's not a problem. That's a want. What do you need to work on? I know mine right now. Anger. Okay? I have two ways of dealing with it. I either fucking push it down and like I start having shoulder pains the next day and my neck gets this little stiff, I can't turn to the left, or I let it out, all hell breaks loose, I'm labeled a psychopath, and next thing you know, my neighbors are writing a petition to the village proposing me move, and they will pay for my moving expenses. That's not the route I want to take. I would rather push it down. Push it down, I die. My woman gets, you know, a couple of bucks, my car, laptop, this microphone, you know, and maybe like 12 fucking Guatemalans. Listen, they might do a GoFundMe and she'll get a couple of bucks there. You know, they'll be all right. I go the other way. We got to move. The poor woman, she's got to get up. She's got to sign papers. Maybe testify that it wasn't me. I don't want to put her through that. Okay? Is there a third option? I thought there was no third option until I watched a YouTube video. I think it was Business Insider. Maybe I'll... If anyone's interested, just send me a fucking message. I'll give you the video. I'll send you the link for the video if anyone's really interested in seeing it. But it was a gentleman in Greece. God, these Greeks, they know how to live. The guy's like 88 years old. He's still working. He's making pastries. I don't know what it was. Thelos or something. He's making pastries. He's been doing it for like 50 years. He was about to retire. His son loses his job. Financial crisis in Greece. Greece is about to collapse. They get a bailout. Everybody loses their job. You know, this guy worked in some kind of office. I don't know what he sold. But he had a suit and tie job, sit down behind a computer, cup full of pencils, benefits, all that. Loses his job, financial crisis, comes back home to his parents' village, starts helping his family out with the family business, making some kind of pastries, and they predominantly rely on tourists to come in. It's a small village. If they simply sell to the locals, they're going to go out of business. Now, this guy... And I gotta figure, you know what? I'm gonna pause it. I'm disrespecting the Greek people. I'm gonna pause this and remember what kind of pastry this was. Apparently, it's called phyllo, according to this woman narrating the video. Now, I don't know if I'm saying it wrong, it's because of the video. I apologize to the good people of Greece. Phyllo. Okay, it's phyllo, it's some sort of pastry, it's some sort of dessert, some sort of, I don't know what's going on. But apparently this gentleman is the only guy left in the world that makes it by hand. It's a grueling process that takes days and like six different kinds of churns, and this guy has to beat it with a bat. I watched the video, this guy is putting in work. It looks like he's in the combine. He's sweating, he's bleeding, not on the phyllo. Again, apologize if I'm saying it wrong. Someone Greek. I should fucking consult my high school teacher. He was Greek. He was a little bit of a... He was nuts, but in a good way. I respected him. He threw chalk at this... I think she was Haitian. She threw chalk at this Haitian girl. She wouldn't stop talking. I respected him after that. I digress. So this guy's the only one that makes it by hand. It's a grueling process. Costs are high, obviously taking him longer to make it, so he has to charge more. Hurts business. They got machines that just fucking churn this thing out in like 3 seconds. But this guy's making it by hand, like a gentleman. He's calm while doing it. Maybe it's because it's his own business. He doesn't have the corporate man behind him to beat him with a stick, harass him, tickle his, you know. But he looks relaxed. They interview him, they interview the people, and I'm like, that's how you live. That right there is how you're supposed to live. You want to live long? You want to live peaceful? You live like the Greeks. Sure, they're out of money. Sure, they needed the Germans to bail them out and the rest of Europe. They got to, you know, they're on shaky ground. Their economy and their far right is apparently gaining support. Not good. These are all things I am against. I am not for the far right. But also, they look fucking relaxed. You know, they look relaxed. I got that, like, there's like, I don't know. There might, if I'm scared to do the, I'm not sending my DNA to the internet. But if I do the ancestry, I swear to God, I'm going to come back like 3% German. I can't relax the way the Greeks relax. I'm trying to learn. I'm not going to write it down. I'm putting it in my head. Relax like the Greeks. That's right. That's right. I said it. Okay. You relax like the Greeks. You live long. They live well into their 80s. They look happy. They're just sitting there on their... They're sitting there in the Mediterranean. It's beautiful weather. I mean, that could be part of it. Maybe that's why they're so relaxed. But they come here. They're relaxed here, too. They're loud, sure. You know, there was a Greek restaurant. Oh, man. Those people make, you know, one of the best cuisines. There was a Greek restaurant right near my house. And it closed. This barber guy, he used to cut my hair. He said they closed because they had some problems with taxes. I don't know if that's true, but I mean, they did close and take off without notice. I am privy to kind of believe what this guy said, but also, who gives a shit? He didn't kill anybody, you know? So I never cared. I always liked that restaurant. That place was fucking loud. You walk in, white tablecloth, beautiful. Just a simple white tablecloth. It wasn't even a fancy place, but they kept it nice and clean. And they made it look proper. What, you don't have to get all fancy to be proper. I don't need a fucking chandelier. There was nothing. Nothing hanging from the walls. No shiny, no weird ass art. No fucking painting of a box with a box in it. None of that bullshit. Those fancy, big fucking plates. They didn't try and be fancy. The food was fancy. And try to go fancy, have a fucking tiny potato with a stick in it, sticking out with like, right, none of that. You know, they do the fancy, like, what is this for? Is this a puree? Why is it on the plate? Why are you writing, why are you drawing gang signs on the plate with a puree? How am I supposed to eat it? Do I dip bread in it? Oh no, this is for presentation. None of that horse shit. Big fucking plates. White tablecloth, clean, not fancy though. Just regular ass tables, possibly from Costco. They had, the only art they had on the wall was pictures of Greece. Here's my town in Greece. This is where my grandma with the big legs sits on a chair and watches the passer goes by, walk by and calls modern women whores. I respected that. That guy brought his grandma to the restaurant and she openly and loudly, unapologetically, and unshamefully, is that even a word, called the women passing by whores. I remember I have respect for the Greek people, even though we fought 3,000 years ago. That is irrelevant now. I respect your people because of this woman's complete disregard for these hoochies walking by in the restaurant after getting a free meal. I respected those people. That place was like the fucking UN. You're sitting there. The Greeks, they love to talk. They're having wine. They're yelling. There's Italians in the neighborhood, so they're yelling too across. They're having the mothers yelling at their son. It was mostly that. It was mostly the mother. It was like a fucking Andrew Cuomo situation. The guy's mother's probably still yelling at him. I don't even know if she's alive. Some woman in his family to this minute hasn't stopped yelling until... since he went on TV and said, I'm not a pervert, I'm Italian. But then again, I digress. All hell's breaking loose. Great food, everybody, United Nations. There was even some Arabs, right? Just complete chaos in the restaurant. One of the best restaurants I've ever been. And they sadly had to close due to, allegedly, tax issues. The guy allegedly, I mean, they did say he ran off and he was spotted in Greece like 2 weeks later. It could have been something else. He could have pulled some Cuomo shit. They're loving people too. They hug and kiss. I went in there. I don't even know the guy. The guy kissed me on the mouth. I was like 9 years old. I thought it was weird. But then I'm like, all right, this is just how these people communicate and express their pleasure and thanks that you have entered the restaurant. Then I find out the guy didn't even work there. That was the best. The guy, he's like, I'm not a pervert. I didn't mean to grab her titties. I'm just Italian. It's fucking great. I love to fucking pull that shit up. Oh, your bank account? You lost all your money? You left a void check in your car and now your bank account's been cleared? I'm not a financial criminal. I'm just Iranian. Good night.